hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here on Patriot Street Fighter. Got another great show for you today. You've probably seen this on Rumble live streaming or American Media Periscope and across their platforms. It is Friday. It's the 17th. And as we've been telling you for the last roughly 2 years, trains coming down the tracks, it's going to hit. And, you know, as that thing starts to derail, there's more damage coming. We're going to talk about that today with one of the premier researchers in the country and probably one of the best weapons against this global criminal power structure, and does some real damage out there, and the founder and host of the powerful Reawaken America Tour. We got Clay Clark, and we've got his strongman protector James sitting there beside him. Heat's turning up, so he's bringing in the heavyweights. So James, Clay, good to see you today.
Hey, pleasure to see you as well. And I will tell everybody out there, just to be clear, I want to get this housekeeping note out there. The Reawaken America Tour, Miami, Florida, is coming up in May. Scott, you've been a big part of the Reawaken America Tour from the very first event. I recognized early on that you were a guy, just a truth hammer, sharing the truth. Many people said, don't have him. Don't bring him on the stage, because that guy is going to say some intense stuff. It's going to offend some people. It's too much. But you know what? I contacted you, Scott. I appreciate you agreeing to come speak at our event there. And you'll be speaking in Miami, Florida at the Reawaken America Tour at Trump Doral. May 13th is when you'll be there. And now you're surrounded by all of President Trump's closest people. I mean, you have Kash Patel will be there. General Flynn will be there. Peter Navarro will be there. Eric Trump will be there. The lineup just continues to grow. And I'm telling you, there's a momentum behind it. I really do think that the Make America Great Again, or the Trump 2024 campaign, is somewhat merging with the Reawaken America Tour. I'm watching these two groups come together and become a massive voting block. And so that's a little encouragement for everybody. If you want to get those tickets to see you, Scott, speak, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com today, and you do use promo code Patriot Street Fighter, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And the backstage pass allows you to come back there. And Scott, you've seen the people backstage. They're great folks. And it's kind of a fun way to see, you know, behind the curtain, all the good guys.
Yeah, it really is. It's look, for everybody who's, you know, we've been face to face. I've been face to face with tens of thousands of people in the last 2 years. And there's something magical about it, because they feel like that they're connected to some of the great leaders in this movement to regain the Republic, General Flynn. And of course, he makes himself available, as do you, as does Mike Lindell when he's there, and Kash Patel. Obviously, he's a huge crowd favorite. So the great thing is that people are realizing coming together doesn't mean that the people that are leading the movement are way over there and we're here. It's like we're coming together. I just got to tell you, I mean, you might be maybe hearing this out there, so I want to be the guy that tells you myself if you haven't heard it. Ever since you called me when I was on my bus a month and a half ago and asked me, Scott, I know you don't like to speak before noon on Saturday. You're at like 2:30, but would you mind giving up that spot for Donald Trump to speak in that slot and 10:15? And I tell everybody, I just said, well, Clay, I'll tell you what, let me call you back this afternoon. Let me think about it. But we know that's BS. I didn't say that, of course. But that's my bragging rights from now till ever.
Well, let me just say this. This is a true story, and it just happened minutes ago. But, you know, Kash Patel is sort of Trump's chief legal, you know, advisor. OK, that's kind of his role, chief legal counsel. And Kash, you know, called me just a minute ago and he says, hey, Clay, President Trump's doing this, doing that. Could you do this? And my response is always, yes, whatever I can do to save the country, I'm going to do it. So Cash, though, gets on stage at the Reawaken America tour in Nashville and announces that he says this from the stage. He says, I'm 1,000% sure that President Trump will be speaking at the Reawaken America tour, Doral. And I'm thinking, A, yes. B, how are we going to pull that off? Because what I understand is there has to be a 3-hour security sweep. So this is what we were talking about just moments ago. And James is within earshot, so he hears some of these conversations. But Cash is like, you know, if you do that, if we bring him in at this time, everybody has to leave. We have to bring in all the security dogs, all the, you know, Secret Service, all the people that protect him, the hired contractor security people, all these folks. They have to sweep everything. Everyone has to go away. Then they get to come back later after we've done a security sweep, metal detectors for every single person. And it's like next level. And it's like pretend the TSA at the airport was like on our team. You know, a lot of times the TSA is always frisking some old guy going, take off your shoes. Come on, get sure, sir, take off your belt. It's like some guy in his 80s who can barely, and you've seen this, though. Some guy in his 80s can barely walk and they're going, sir, take off your belt. Come on now, you know, likely terrorist here. Whoop, whoop, you know, no, but these folks, they want to keep President Trump safe. And so, and again, I'm just telling people in advance, I'm not the one announcing President Trump's going to be at this event. Cash has been saying it, but I have yet to speak to President Trump about it. So I have said, yes, we'll make it happen. So right now, what I've done is I've cleared off a big chunk of time there during the evening portion, because we have to do a security sweep and then make room for the boss to make his way in there. So that's what I'm working on. And I should have a hard confirmation here soon. But if you are thinking about getting tickets, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. And I will tell you, whether President Trump is there or not, it's going to be a great event. And I would attend that event with the expectation that he won't be there. And then if he is, it's like the ultimate bonus fry. You finished eating that In-N-Out burger with the fries, and you thought you were done. But hidden underneath that napkin is the ultimate collection of bonus fries. That's how I would describe it if he shows up. So, but Scott, I've got some terrifying news for 3,000. For terrifying news, I want to share that may make people's head explode and may cause their body temperature to rise to 3,000 degrees here. So, I'm going to go ahead and share this. Can I do share screen? Is that okay, Scott?
Let me do that. So now then I got to come back to the obvious question. Yeah. So that means if President Trump for some reason wouldn't be there, do I get my 2:30 speaking slot back?
Well, I got you and I got you and Mike Lindell that I'm jockeying. So I had to call Mike and asked him to move his time. We've got, just so people can know the lineup. I mean, you have Jovan Pulitzer, the inventor of the QR code, Mike Lindell, primetime Alex Stein's going to be there. Simone Gold, Roger Stone, Alfie Oakes, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Julie Green, Dr. Jane Ruby, Jim Meehan, everybody, Scott McKay, Liz Crokin in the house, Julie Green, as I mentioned, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Devin Nunes of Truth Social is going to be there, Jim Brewer, Sean Foyt, Steve Schultz. Now, a lot of people told me they went to CPAC and they said the energy was like this.
That's, of course, what are they going to do? How can they possibly do reawaken is a barn fire compared to what you're going to get at CPAC.
Well, I have audio. I want to play this audio. This is the governor of Oklahoma being introduced at CPAC, and I've not in any way edited this audio. So let me pull this up. I wanted to share with people what the CPAC is like, just so you kind of get a little bit of a feel for it. Watch this, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
What is that, a transsexual robot? Who's depressed? I mean, what's that getting on here?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
I mean, what is a transgender, depressed, drug-induced coma? Listen,
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
You got to practice. You got to pinch your nose there, James. Try it. You two can sell like CPAC. Watch it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
Well, the thing is, If you're not someone who's into energy or humanity, I guess this is a fun thing to do. Watch him. He comes out. He's going, ooh.
He was looking around to see if anybody's even there.
The seats are empty.
Look at this.
What is going on? Okay. Well, so
you know, Clay, the thing of it is, you know, let's face it, I'm in the business of pissing people off. And I got to tell you, the simple fact is, look, the country has been being pushed to the cliff for two decades at high speed. And even these guys, you know, quote unquote CPAC, all the people that are part of that architecture, look what they've accomplished. It took a sledgehammer like Trump coming in and then unleashing Patriot Street Fighter, unleashing you to get shit done. So guess what? Why would you want to go hang out with a bunch of people that have a losing formula? I mean, I know there's great friends. I know Mel goes there, probably Liz is there, other people. I'm not talking about these folks. Why are they at the Reawaken America tour? Because they got to inject some octane in this machine that can actually get something done. I couldn't. People ask me all the time, "Are you going to CPAC?" I'm like,
yeah, it's rough. Now, this is just as an example. One more example. This is like CPAC versus the Reawaken America tour. This, if I had to give a sound effect, this is how Scott McKay sounds. Let me give me skip past this ad here. This is how Scott McKay sounds, in my opinion. This is Scott McKay at the Reawaken tour. If you were a vehicle. This is sort of Scott McKay. Good energy. And then you got this, like this, you know, you got the Kawasaki, what, electric motorcycle. You know, you heard that. Let me play this one here. This is, let me cue this. That, Scott McKay is kind of like the Harley. The energy at our events, I'm telling you, people are so fired up. Now, this is Scott. You like loud motorcycles, you know. And then this is like, this is the electric version of the Kawasaki carbon neutrality vehicle. I don't even know what this is.
Neutrality. Carbon neutrality.
Carbon neutrality presents to you CPAC. I says, okay, so let's move on. So this right here, I just have to hear one more time. I can't stop. One more time.
Gentlemen, please welcome from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt.
How is that real? Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so let's get this up here. Now, meanwhile, in Israel, if you don't know, the biggest protests in the history of Israel are occurring right now. The biggest protests in the history of Israel. Now, Israel has been around since 1948, okay? The biggest, James, how did we meet you?
So, October, Pennsylvania at the Reawaken America Tour.
Yep.
I had bought a VIP ticket, and I saw Clay and General Flynn, and I was like, General Flynn, I'm one of your digital soldiers, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I met Clay, and I was like, dude, I love the tour. I'm having the time of my life here.
Yeah.
And then, which I did have the time of my life there. And then one thing led to another, and then you ended up giving me a job here. So yeah. Now I spent all that
happens. Yeah, see what happens. Anything can happen at the Reawaken America tour. Yeah.
That's where he came from. He literally slept in his car to go, and I met this guy. And I kind of heard his story. Scott, you get it. You pick up on the energy. I'm going, this guy's what we need, baby. Yeah. This guy's a hammer. It's great. So now this is Israel, biggest protest in the history of the country.
Wow. Look at that. It's probably two million.
And the protest is being led by Yuval Noah Harari. Watch it.
This is what is happening already today, that we see this merger of the biological sciences with computer science. The result, however, may not be the upgrading of humans into gods. The result may be the end of humanity, because humanity will create something far more powerful than itself. Once you have an artificial intelligence or a big data system that understands you better than you understand yourself, then you're useless. You're irrelevant. Anything you can do, this system can do better. And it's a distinct possibility, it's not a prophecy, but it's a distinct possibility that in the 21st century, most humans will therefore find themselves in a new category, in a new class of humanity. Just as in the 19th century, the Industrial Revolution created a new massive class.
He's leading the largest protest in the history of Israel, folks. Watch this.
Urban working class. the proletariat. And much of the political and social history of the 19th and 20th century revolved around this new working class. So the 21st century will create a new massive class of useless people, the useless class.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens.
There he is, leading it. Look at this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Think about the politician you most hate in the world, or think about the religious movement or the ideological movement that which was the worst in history from your perspective, and take a few minutes to think, what would they do with the technology that I'm developing right now?
You seriously said the technology that I'm developing right now?
Yeah. With the technology that I'm developing right now.
Whoever thinks that a true civil war where human life is at stake is a border we won't reach has no clue. Specifically now in the 75th year of the State of Israel, the abyss is at arm's reach.
So just so we're clear, I'll be very clear, I'll be very accurate here. If we go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on this button called Understand the Truth About the Biblical Timeline. You click here. I'm going to read this to you. It says here, Revelation 16, 12, verses 16, 12 through 16. It says, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Do you know that Yuval Noah Harari is referred to as the prophet? He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, and Harvard. And do you know who's leading this charge, who's leading the protests where the president, not the prime minister, the president of Israel is now saying this will lead to a civil war unless Benjamin Netanyahu relents? The guy leading these protests is Yuval Noah Harari. And guess what? The Euphrates River is dry. And guess what just happened hours ago? China has announced they will be flying to, the head of China is flying to Russia to be there from Monday to Wednesday to make their plan. What plan? To make their plan. What's happening? The Euphrates River is drying up. What? Who's leading this overthrow of Israel? Yuval Noah Harari. What am I saying? I'm saying that the guy who's the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, a guy praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates, Yuval Noah Harari, is leading a overthrow. And we're talking in Israel right now. I want to be very clear. In Israel right now, there are over 500,000 people showing up on a nightly basis to these events to protest. It's the largest in the history of Israel ever. And the guy leading it, who's quote unquote trying to help them protect their democracy, you know, in America, guys like you, Scott, guys like me, every time that we do the right thing, they always say, oh, they're a threat to democracy. The mainstream media says they're a threat to democracy. President Trump is a threat to democracy. These people are now saying, well, Yuval Noah Harari's on it. I mean, this guy really gets it. And he's trying to help us protect our democracy. A guy who describes humans as hackable animals. The guy who describes humans as hackable animals, who describes fellow humans as useless animals, he's leading this right now in Israel. This is happening. Scott, a lot of information coming in hot, but I mean, let me get your thoughts on this. I mean, this is happening right now in Israel.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Clay. You know, they're absolutely right when they say Trump and whoever else has the same, you know, spiritual ideology or philosophy that we have about freedom, that we're trying to, or they're trying to overthrow a dangerous democracy. Well, let me clue these people in. That's the truth. Donald Trump is very dangerous to democracy. And that's the problem with our country and our system of education. We are not a democracy. We weren't founded as one. And I've tried to tell people we are a constitutional republic. They lied to us about what Franklin said coming out of the city hall, and, you know, after they hammered out the Constitution. And Mrs. Powell said, what did you give us, a democracy or a monarchy or whatever? And it wasn't a democracy. It was a republic. And the same thing here. Democracy is a one step from tyranny. Our founders hated the idea of democracy. They abhorred it. Why? Because democracy, as we know, majority rules. And I say, yeah, it should be the way it should be. Okay, I always give this microcosm example of what a democracy is. Five people go off in their own separate community. They're going to form their own system of government. By the way, there are three men and two women in this quote unquote democracy. It's majority rules. So they sit down at their monthly meeting. And after about 2-3 months, you know, nobody's married at this point in time. And after 2-3 months, the guy says, you know what? I need to, you know, get some action here. So I say that I'm going to put forward a vote that any man in our community can have sex with any woman anytime he needs to, right? So what's the likelihood of that vote going to be? It's likely going to be 3-2. What do you call that? That is mob rule. That is the form of tyranny that, our founders never wanted. Now, if they say, okay, we're going to be a republic, a representative republic, that means like we do in this country, we have a representative for a demographic group, which is by landmass. In this particular case, one group sends one representative to represent them in all matters of governance and, you know, jurisdiction. So what happens in this particular scenario if this community is a republic? It's really simple. There's one representative put forward for the men, one put forward for the women. That kind of vote comes up. It's likely going to be a tie unless this lady here is a complete dish rag, but it's going to be a one-to-one tie, which means what? The doesn't advance. It's over. There is no legislation that brings that forward. Anyways, that'd be it. I had to put that caveat in there because on the other side, those people exist on the other side. Ideological. Now,
unbelievable. Wow. This is why it's always a blasty blast being on the Patriot Street Fighter. Okay. So now let me play this here. This right here is the bank collapse, which is it's an intentional bank collapse. I want everyone to understand this idea. Here we go.
You say the federal government and Joe Biden nationalized the banking system with their move this week. Explain that.
Yes, it's exactly what happened. Let's take the case of Silicon Valley Bank. That was not the Fed's fault. That was not regulatory issues. It was just plain, straight idiot management.
So the only reason that Signature Bank hired him is because he once regulated Signature Bank. Now, if we were looking at a foreign country, we'd describe that instantly as what? A payoff. So we have to ask the obvious question, how close are we to some sort of disaster?
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind and open the path to a real system of global governance.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
Okay, so quick time out here. I want to make sure there's a lot of information coming in hot there. I try to cut it up so you don't have to watch hours and hours of footage. Let me just break it down. So you go here to timetofreeamerica.com, okay, and you click here on this button called Executive Order 14067. Okay. Right here, you can click here, and you can read Executive Order 14067. I recommend you read the whole thing because it's important for you to know and not just trust me. Then you need to learn about what's called BRICS. BRICS, what? BRICS? That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all working together to introduce this new thing called the New Development Bank. It's a bank based in Shanghai. It's a gold-backed central... What? It's a gold-backed... central bank digital currency that can be turned on or off in the way you can turn on or off social media. So that's why the Patriot Street Fighter, for those of you who are new to the Patriot Street Fighter show, maybe you don't know this, and for those of you who are loyal supporters, Scott every week, and I could be exaggerating or under exaggerating, but Scott every week had to make new YouTube channels because when he would release content, they would delete the YouTube channel. So Scott's audience became very persistent, and so was Scott, and you had to be very resourceful to put out the content, okay? So, and the way that they tried to mute the Patriot Street Fighter, they could turn off your money. Now, this person speaking now, his name is Richard Warner. He's the top academic in the world, the top expert in the world, on our team, by the way, the top good guy, who is sounding the alarm about central bank digital currencies. I want people to really listen to this.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done. SVB and FTX, for that matter, are just two of several major players in the financial industry that have gone under in recent months. Are you noticing any of this?
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Yeah, I try to always provide biblical references here, because I know a lot of people haven't, you know, been to a church where they ever discuss anything that's actually in the Bible. I don't know what churches do. I guess they fill the room with fog. They make some announcements, talk about some kids camp. They play music that sounds kind of secular. Then the pastor gets up there and gives a self-help talk for 15 to 30 minutes, and then they move on. But I'm talking about the Bible. Okay, so Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18 says, "And it causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, say that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Here's the wisdom. "Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666." What? Okay, so now you say, well, come on, that can never happen. They don't have the technology for that. Oh, yes, they do. It's called the quantum dot. Who made it? MIT. Quantum dot, MIT. Look it up, folks. This stores your medical and financial records under your skin. Quantum dot, MIT. There it is right there. What? Now, if you type in MIT, CBDCs, nothing to worry about here. But MIT is developing these central bank digital currencies. Who developed the central bank digital currencies? MIT. Who developed the quantum dot? MIT. What's the name of the new central bank digital currency? It's called the quant. And it connects you to the singularity. Come on, man. And no, and then Google now has surpassed IBM for quantum supremacy, and they now power up CERN. And CERN is located on top of the former bottomless pit. You know, the bottomless pit, the former temple of Apollo, Revelation 9-11. That's where CERN is located, folks. CERN is located right there. It says, "And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon." So we type in CERN, okay. CERN's logo is 666, nothing to worry about there. What? Their logo is 666, and CERN is located on top of the former temple of Apollo. So you might not believe in God, but these people believe in Satan. So I encourage everybody out there today to get involved and to be a part of the solution. And what's really great to see is we're having people like Devin Nunes joining the Reawaken America tour, that people that they really, you know, maybe 2 years ago, you would have thought that what we do is crazy, Scott. But they're recognizing the Reawaken America tour is where the truth is. And so if people want to hear the truth, they want to hear Patriot Street Fighter, people are beginning to discover the Reawaken America tour is where it's at. Check this out.
Greatest gift God has ever given to humanity. You are about to give it away because you refuse to stand up like those who came before you. It is time for us to stand up, folks. It's time for us to be unafraid, unashamed, and unabashed with the truth that we have in us. And tell those socialist bastards who want to destroy this nation, you will not do it on my watch. You will not do it now. You will not do it ever. Because this is America. And I don't come from some weak, jelly back people. Survived the Middle Passage and the Potato Famine, and who survived World War One and World War Two and Vietnam and Korea, and survived the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Folks who survived 9/11 and tore it down with those who thought they were bullets. I don't come from the weak and ineffective people. And if you want this fight, you bring it, because we are ready. Because we don't back down and we don't give up. Fight for the life of this nation, and we will fight for the future of our children. You don't believe it? You're going to get a lesson. The same way the British did, the same way the Germans did, the same way the Japanese did, the same way the communists did, the same way those terrorists over in the Middle East did. You're going to get a lesson in what free men will do to hold on to their freedom. So hold on to your hats, communists. Hold on to your hats, socialists. The patriots are coming.
Trump Doral, May. You can get those tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. We got 55 days until the Reawaken America tour comes to Trump Doral. And if you use promo code Patriot Street Fighter, we won't charge you more. No, no, no. We'll charge you less. You get a discount and you get a chance to win a backstage pass. When Scott McKay's on the stage, you never know what he's going to say. I'm always worried I'm always worried every time he gets up there, he's going to deliver the truth bombs. And I'm always thinking, oh no, he's going to do it. And he does. But I'm telling you, there's no teleprompters. I never tell Scott what to say. And every time he gets up there, I'm excited and terrified, probably how women feel when they're giving birth. Every single time he gets up on the stage, I say, oh no, here it comes. So Scott, I just appreciate you. And I encourage everyone to join us in Miami, Florida on May 12th and 13th. That's timetofreeamerica.com.
Well, I'll say this, lives are changed. I've heard it, Clay, many, many, many times at these events and how people have been there for the first time. It's their first experience. And we do the meet and greet on Friday night. It's always awesome to hear them, watch them, see this unbelievable wave of light and energy. And you see this spiritual, this Christ consciousness power rising in everybody, and the people, the first timers are just like blown away. It's like, oh my God, we're going to be saved. I'm like, trust me, we win this thing this time, hands down, all the marbles. We got a lot of asses to kick on the way though. Yet we got work to do. Yeah, got to get people on the battlefield. But the fact is that it is. Look, it's for all of us. It's been it's been an earth moving event. Every one of them and the people that come there, it's one of the greatest experiences they've ever had. Not because I'm promoting it. It's not my event. It's just what I hear when we meet all these people. It's fun to watch because they realize we're going to save our country. We really are. It's pretty amazing.
It really is the greatest grassroots movement in American history. And in World War II, when Winston Churchill said that when great forces are on the move in this world, we learn that we are not animals, we are spirits. And this is the great force that's on the move now.
Well said. I could not agree. James 100%. Is just another one of these wonderful people you're going to meet when you come to these events. You're going to meet so many people. And James is one example of just, I mean, you're going to meet thousands of great people. And I wanted to bring James on today's show because this is the kind of people that the Reawaken America Tour attracts. And I encourage everybody, remember, knowledge without application is meaningless. I encourage you to act. We have scholarship pricing to make these events affordable. You can name your price. Get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
Absolutely. And by the way, folks, you definitely want to hang around, come out on Friday night for the meet and greet. If you can get a chance to actually meet Cash Patel at one of his book signings, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm elbowing my way to the front because I can't even get to Cash Patel to meet him. So it's going to be fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cash is, you know, Cash and Eric are a good example. Eric Trump, he said to me, just a little fun of a closing story. He said to me in Branson, he's like, hey, I want to go out and shake hands. And I go, okay. And I think all the, you know, security folks were like, uh-oh. Because he goes out there and he's a very humble guy. There's no diva-ness to him at all. And instantly there's like, bam, 1,000 people. And it's like cars are driving by. People are like, what's going on? Is that Eric Trump? Oh, man. All of a sudden it's just woo. But he went out there and shook hands because we were going to go out to dinner that night. And he shook hands all the way until we left for dinner. I mean, he was probably in that crowd for 2 hours. I saw General Flynn shake hands for like 5 consecutive hours in Tampa. In the scorching heat, he was outside shaking hands for 5 consecutive hours. He's a great patriot. Scott McKay, thank you so much, brother. I really do appreciate you.
Great to have you, James. Great closing remark there, Clay. Always a pleasure. And trust me, going to behave myself in Miami.
Okay. All right. You take care, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.
Great day, guys. Patriot Street Fighter out. Gentlemen, Scott McKay here. Most people know me as Patriot Street Fighter, the podcast. That is an offensive weapon against the criminals that run government, the criminals in big corporations, the criminals in Hollywood, criminals in big tech, criminals in foreign heads of state, the Vatican, royal families, all of them. I'm that guy. Anyways, my question to you is, you know what's happening. Most of you, if you're watching a video like this, first of all, you know somebody that has the same mindset about what's happening in the world that we all have. We all now realize America is different. America has changed. It's actually changed slowly over a couple of decades to a point where now we have had a cataclysmic shift. We see all this craziness happening in society. You can go to the LGBTQ drag queen stuff that they're forcing on young school children, the books that they're putting in the libraries that are showing alternative forms of sex and all this crazy stuff. You see what's happening in these corporations, what they're doing in the product consumer industry, lacing everything with quote unquote necessary toxins, necessary poisons, necessary carcinogens, necessary neurotoxins, all this stuff. And we see all this happening, and we've allowed, as a species, allowed this ongoing onslaught of what is put upon humanity in many levels. I mean, high levels in places like Africa, where they perpetuate famine and disease, to using a machine that they built here in this country, a production machine, corporate food production, where they no longer produce it or true food anymore. They're always hybrids, so they're genetically modified. They don't have the nutritional value that God's real creations have to sustain a healthy and healthy body and sustain a healthy life for extended periods of time. All this stuff they have going on in this country, and we just sit here and keep taking the hits. Well, that all changed for me about a year ago in terms of what I allow into my world, my environment. I come from the wellness industry for decades, yet I'm still allowing all these toxins, neurotoxins, poisons, and chemicals, carcinogens coming into my household willingly because I'm buying them, putting them in my kitchen sink cupboard, bathroom sink cupboard, bathroom, laundry room, different types of food products in the cupboard, refrigerator, different things that always has things in them, compounds, molecular structures that are absolutely detrimental to the biology of the human species and virtually every other species on the planet. Yet, what do? Well, it can't be that bad. Otherwise, they wouldn't make these. It can't be that bad. Otherwise, they wouldn't sell them in stores. It can't, it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what do? We continue to sit here watching the disease rates go off the chart like this. Here's a trajectory. And we just keep taking it. Well, a year ago, we launched Operation Tomahawk. Operation Tomahawk is our way that we, the people, those who want to do something in this country to stand for what is part of a mission to save it, because it is underway, a massive battle is going on, a underground, under the radar, underground war that many people can't even see. Some of it's spilling onto the surface. Some of us can see it. Some know what it is and knew what was coming. Many can't. But those of you who can, say, what can I do about it? You know, it's a good thing that our founding fathers didn't ask that question, or the Minutemen, with the oppression coming in from the British crown and the British government. What can I do about it? They didn't think that. They decided they were going to make a stand for freedom and their own self-determination, their own posterity. And they said, no more. We're done. No more. Well, that's what we put in motion. We put in motion a relationship with a factory consumer direct, 37-year-old operation producing nothing but natural products, multi-billion dollar enterprise, factory consumer direct, always doing the right thing. So we launched Operation Tomahawk. Operation Tomahawk is clearing out all this crap out of our environment. Things like Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, of which for the second time, they're being sued for putting asbestos in it, and you're putting that on your baby's asses. That is the tip of the iceberg. So how do we Americans get to fight back? It's really simple. The one thing they need to do to destroy us, one thing they need to have to do it, is our own money. As long as we keep feeding this criminal empire, we're going to keep taking the hits. You're going to have yet another death from cancer or chemotherapy in your own family, somebody you love that may in the future be your wife or your husband or your child, grandparents, watching the brutality with which they exit this planet in the cancer industry when they know damn well you cannot cure a disease with a neurotoxin or a carcinogenic poison that they're creating in laboratories with hazmat suits. Yet we accept it. Yet we have people talking about the names of their drugs as if they're their friends. Let me tell you something. You think God would have left you naked on this planet with no toxic chemicals, carcinogens, or poisons if they were necessary for your survival as a species? Hell no. It's absurd. But we've been programmed by that idiot box over there for a lifetime. What do? We keep buying their shit and killing ourselves with it. So you patriots out there that want to get into this fight, you don't have to start a podcast like we did it. You don't even have to run for office if you don't want. You don't have to go sit on the election integrity boards. all those things that make people feel uncomfortable. Now, if you're those people that do those things, you need to be part of Operation Tomahawk, because that's politics. My belief is there's no political solution. We were told by the military intelligence back channel, the military is the only way. But there's one thing you can do to help facilitate their downfall. These criminal companies, these 11 multinational corporations on the outside of the pie chart, with which control all the other 250 corporations that you all know, natural or food products, cleaning, you name it, consumer products, you know virtually every company because you grew up with them as I did, controlled by 11. All of those 11 controlled by three: BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. If that makes you feel comfortable, I'd keep doing the same thing. If you realize those three overlords are the enemy of the people and they built the destruction machine and control it, then now's your time to fight back. Stop giving these killers your money. Let me repeat that if that doesn't make any sense to you. All the things that you buy and put in your family's environment, let me say it again, or I'm going to ask you actually, when are you going to stop giving these killers your money and putting that stuff in your environment to harm your life, your kids, your family? When? Sooner or later, we got to take action, folks. So I decided we're going to find a way to unite patriots all across this nation and Canada and other countries. And we've done it in a very big way. We turned it into a juggernaut. It's called Operation Tomahawk. So I'm going to show you how you can make the switch from their way. We kill ourselves with our help. We're killing ourselves for them, or the other way, replacing that crap with a natural environment. Check out Tomahawk Switch. Make the switch. TomahawkSwitch.com. You can't remember that. OperationTomahawk.com. Send you the same site. Take a look. Take a look. And then, like Bill O'Reilly used to say, you decide. Patriot Street Fighter out.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.